Good morning. It's just about 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And Phineas Edwards is in the studio right now. He's going to give a shout out to his brother, William. Ready?
Hey, William.
Hey, William. That's for you. And Phineas is here with his mom, Valerie, and his dad, Brent. And also Craig Warren, who drives the biggest fire truck in Sitka, is here. And Dave Vastola, who's a doctor over at Search. And it's coming up this Friday, Dave?
Yep, this the annual St. Baldrick's event will be this Friday at the Elks, per usual, 6:30. We always say it'll end when all the hair stops falling.
and so that just depends on how many people come, I guess.
Yeah, it's really variable, and you know, we have a list of people who have pre-signed, but invariably we have people who are moved at the time, and just the spirit takes over them, and they jump up and do it. We shaved 75 people last year, which is almost 1 in 100 in Sitka when you think about it. It was pretty remarkable.
Okay, Craig, tell us how it works. Where does the money come from, and what's the incentive?
Well,
here?
The money comes from people just willing to pitch in. What we do is we find somebody who's willing to go bald for cancer. Go bald for children's cancer research, and then we put it on to those people who are willing to go bald to have people sponsor them.
Okay.
And all of this money goes to children's cancer research, and now they are actually starting to fund some of the treatment equipment, and I heard that they're also funding some fellows.
All right.
So up and coming oncologists. Last year, they raised about $39 million.
Nationwide?
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
So, on just shaving heads.
So people getting their hair cut all over the world.
All over the world.
Including Brent and Phineas, right?
We're going to do it.
You guys are going to go for it. Are you going to get your hair cut on Friday, Phineas?
Yep.
All right, yep.
That's William, good. Too.
Oh, and William's getting his... Does William know about this yet?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay. Valerie and Brent, this is an important deal for your family, right?
It is an important deal for our family. Last year, Phineas, we discovered that Phineas had a tumor in his spinal cord. And so he got to spend about 3 months down in Seattle at the wonderful Seattle Children's Hospital, where he underwent several surgeries to have that removed. And we met lots and lots of families of kiddos with similar struggles and realized how important it is to have improved, safer, better treatments.
All right. You all better now, Phineas?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's got to be quite the deal. I mean, you have another child, and Valerie's a doctor herself. You all must have felt like you were like in the ground zero of patient family care, right?
It was interesting, sure, yeah. We made it through.
Yeah. We had a tremendous amount of support from the community of Sitka, and from our families and our friends, and that made our road a lot easier.
All right.
Yeah. Dr. Vastola and all the rock star doctors down in at Seattle Children's, and that's why raising funds for children's cancer research really just seems extra important to us. It really helps out a lot of people.
All right.
A lot of children.
Dave, Dr. Vastola, I think you've been on the show with me before. You've talked about that the prognosis for cases like Phineas and others has really improved dramatically thanks to efforts to understand children's cancer and fight it, right? This has made a difference.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable when you look back you know, to the 70s and 80s, there are a lot of diseases which were almost uniformly fatal, which now, more often than not, are cured. And that's a word that did not come up very often, even a few decades ago. But, you know, research is critically important in advancing work in children's cancer. Children's cancer overall it's not that uncommon. It's certainly less common than the adult cancers. There's a variety of different types of cancers. So, a child may be one of just a handful of, of children who has the particular type of cancer they have. So it's hard to do large-scale research. It's hard to interest the pharmaceutical companies in developing drugs to treat those diseases. And there's a huge gap. Only 4% of federal money that goes into cancer research goes towards pediatric cancer research. The overwhelming majority goes into adults. So St. Baldrick's really helps fill a huge gap. This year, a new drug was approved for neuroblastoma, which is a fairly common childhood cancer. It's the first new cancer drug that's been put out in about 20 years, and it came directly out of a St. Baldrick's grant. So this is a real thing.
Wow, $39 million. I guess Valerie and Brent, did you feel that when Phineas was getting his treatment down in Seattle, did you feel like it was kind of cutting edge?
It was incredible. Yeah. It was incredible. We actually met with the whole surgical team after his second surgery. And because his tumor was in his spinal cord, they had to have a specialized neurophysiologist in the operating room with them so that every single cut that they made, they would test his entire nervous system to see if any damage had been done. And so they cut, they test, they cut, they test. And really amazingly detailed work, cutting edge work. And I had no idea that level of intensity was going on in these surgeries. So wow. It was pretty neat to meet with the whole team and see what they were doing.
And Phineas, you had to get up and learn how to walk all over again using your walker, right?
Yep.
All right. And now you walked in here just fine.
Yeah.
It must have worked.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Was there anything fun about being in the hospital all that time?
My mom and my dad didn't have to make any dental.
There is an upside.
Yep.
No cooking.
Congratulations.
But
yeah,
now
it was a vacation for me.
Yeah. But now you're back in the trenches, slaving over that hot stove.
Yep.
Phineas, how old are you?
5.
How old is William?
3.
Do you guys eat a lot?
Yeah.
You like most of your meals probably cooked by mom and dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. It's back to work for Brent and Valerie. What's sort of the future hold? Do you have to stay on top of this? Is it going to be something that you'll be managing?
It's every 6 months now we go back for follow-up.
Okay.
And they do an MRI and x-rays. And we meet with the oncologist and the neurosurgeons. And so far, it's been good. It's been good news.
Okay.
I think besides that, for Phineas, extensive playing and running and jumping and riding bikes, all that kind of stuff is exactly what he needs to move forward in life and get himself healthy and strong.
Sure.
You can almost barely even tell he's ever been through this.
Mm-hmm.
And that cool scar on his back.
Okay. Yeah, it's better than a tattoo, probably.
It's way cool.
Yeah.
Right, buddy?
Yeah.
Phineas, do you have friends down there in Seattle? Have you made friends with people down there?
Well, Mommy has some friends down there.
Okay. I bet.
One buddy in the hospital, but we haven't stayed in touch with him.
Okay. Well,
who's my buddy? Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like you get to go down to Seattle every now and again to see all the folks there. So stay in touch. But it's great to have you back here in Sitka.
Well, Jimmy did get discharged from the hospital before I did.
All right. That's a good thing. Yeah, getting discharged is where we want to be, for sure. Craig and Dave, if they want to sponsor somebody, if somebody's just listening right now and says, I want to get on board St. Baldrick's, what should they do? What should be the first step when they're done listening to us talk?
Well, the easiest way is to go to the St. Baldrick's website, and that's worldwideweb.stbaldricks.org. And when you go to the website, it's going to ask you to search for an event. You can search Sitka, Alaska, or you can search for Phineas Edwards, and you can pledge a donation right there with your credit card on that site. Very easy. The other thing is, and we encourage this, is come down to the event and pledge directly at the event. We'll I've got three ladies that are going to be set up with computers that will do all the hard work of pushing the keystrokes and the numbers of your credit card right into their machines. The event really is a good time. We have quite a number of walk-in people just say, you know what, I decided I'm getting my head shaved today. And we always say, great, how much money have you raised? We have volunteer barbers that they're doing it as a part of this fundraiser, and actually they love doing this. And we don't want them shaving people's heads for free.
Okay.
So if you show up and you haven't raised any money, there's a good chance I'm going to send you out into the crowd to bring me back a set total. I have heard as much as $250 raised by people just walking through the crowd.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's always fun in Sitka, you know, to sort of hang out around town next week. You know, maybe you're going standing in line at the coffee shop and see all the new styling dues.
And we got T-shirts for everybody. I think they sent like 120 T-shirts. So everybody's going to get a T-shirt, even Phineas.
Okay.
And we're going to have buttons to hand out and lots of fun. It gets so loud in there, we actually overdid their... the crowd was louder than the sound system last year, and nobody could hear what was going on.
Okay. This is this Friday at the Elks Club, 6:30. Everyone's welcome. Be prepared to lose some hair. Brent, you're going to shave the head, but you're going to keep the sideburns?
I think the sideburns go with it.
Oh, really? Everything?
Or I could leave them on if Valerie would like that better.
No, sideburns are going.
It's all or nothing here.
So...
All right. Well, was there anything else anybody wanted to throw in?
I was going to throw in, you know, last year Phineas and I were sitting in these chairs doing the interview, and I had no plans of doing St. Baldrick's. And when I walked out, I thought, well, I could probably pull this off. And I'm not much of a fundraiser, so I just signed up, put it out on Facebook, and donations rolled in. So anybody listening now that hasn't signed up yet or is just thinking about it right now, it's super easy with social media just to start raising funds.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen Dave been busy. Dave, you're like at the $6,000 mark, right?
Yeah, I want to hit 6,000 this year. My goal was 5. I'm already past that. But you know, if you ask, people will give.
All right.
I mean, that's the bottom line. I really encourage people to go to the website. I posted some pictures from last year's event, and the one thing you'll notice, every single person in those pictures has got a smile on their face from ear to ear. And it's a powerful event, and it's very, very fun. Really encourage people to come on down.
All right. 6:30 this Friday at the Elks Lodge. I want to thank Valerie and Brent Edwards and Phineas. Phineas, who's your favorite little brother?
William.
And Craig Warren is an engineer at the Sitka Fire Hall. Thanks so much for putting this together, Craig. And Dave Vestola, doctor at Search. And thanks, Brent and Valerie and Phineas, for coming in and sharing your story. It's great to hear about a comeback like this. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Thanks for joining us.